Okay, so we're diving right in today with a story a lot of us might already know.
Right, yeah.
The Book of Esther.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's got it all right. A young Jewish woman named Esther, living in Persia, she ends up becoming queen, and then through a pretty wild series of events, she ends up saving her entire people from being wiped out.
Yeah, it's like a real edge of your seat kind of story.
It is. It totally is.
Yeah.
And it's been told and retold for centuries.
For sure. I mean, it's a classic for a reason.
But today, we're going to be looking at it maybe a little differently than usual.
Yeah.
We're going to put on our historian hats and
Woo!
maybe even look at it with a little bit of a skeptical eye.
I love it. That's how we do it here, right? Taking these familiar texts and really giving them a good critical once-over.
Exactly. Because these are the stories that shape cultures and belief systems.
Absolutely.
So it's important to understand not just the story itself, but also the historical and literary context around it.
I totally agree. And sometimes when you start digging into these things, you find some really fascinating stuff.
Okay, so for starters, let's talk about the historical accuracy of the Book of Esther.
Okay.
Because right off the bat, there's something that's kind of puzzling.
What's that?
Well, outside of the Bible itself, there isn't really any historical evidence to back up the events in the book, or
Yeah.
even to confirm that Esther herself was a real person.
It's true. It can be really tricky when you're dealing with ancient history. I mean, the further back in time you go, the less evidence we tend to have.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, how does that work for historians who are trying to reconcile what they believe
Yeah.
with what the historical record shows?
Well, it's definitely a balancing act.
Yeah.
We look for corroboration, trying to find the same event or person mentioned in multiple sources.
Like independent sources.
Exactly, because that gives us more confidence that something actually happened the way it's being described.
And even when we do have historical records,
Right.
we always have to consider things like potential biases or
Oh,
agendas.
for sure.
Was the person writing the history trying to paint someone in a particular light or push a certain narrative?
Absolutely. Those are all things that historians have to keep in mind.
And that makes me think about some of the parts of the Esther story that might make some people today
Oh,
feel
yeah.
like a little uncomfortable.
Definitely.
Like the fact that Esther becomes queen by basically winning a beauty contest.
Right.
It just feels kind of out of step with our modern values.
I can see that.
And then there's the way the book kind of glorifies violence as a solution to problems. Like it's presented as a righteous act to massacre all these people.
Yeah, these are definitely parts of the story that can be tough for a modern audience to swallow.
So how should we think about those aspects?
Well, one thing to remember is that judging the past through the lens of our present-day values can be pretty tricky.
Oh, how so?
Well, social norms were just different back then. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
What was considered acceptable behavior centuries ago
Right.
might be seen as totally abhorrent today. So while we don't want to excuse or condone violence,
Of course not.
it is important to try and understand the context of the time period when we're analyzing these stories.
And another thing that's always struck me about the Book of Esther
Yeah.
is that God isn't actually mentioned anywhere in the story.
It's true. It's actually the only book in the whole Bible where God isn't explicitly named.
Wow. I didn't realize it was the only one.
Yeah, it's pretty unique, and
Fair.
it's led to some really interesting interpretations.
Like what?
Well, some scholars suggest that this absence of God is actually meant to highlight human agency.
Oh, it's interesting.
Like Esther has to make these difficult choices without clear divine instruction.
So it's more about her own strength and courage.
Exactly. Which makes you wonder if that makes her a more relatable figure for modern readers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Someone navigating complex situations without feeling like they have a direct line to God.
Right. It's like she's figuring it out on her own,
Exactly.
which is something I think a lot of people can relate to. Now, there's one more thing I want to bring up about the Book of Esther,
Okay.
and it's something that I think can be a real stumbling block for people who view the Bible as the literal word of God.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
There are some internal inconsistencies within the book itself,
Oh,
like
yeah.
timeline stuff that doesn't quite add up,
Okay.
or cultural details that don't really match what we know about the Persian Empire from other historical sources.
Right, it's true. There are some things that don't quite line up perfectly.
And that can be tough for people who believe every word of the Bible is literally true.
I can see that.
So how do you approach those inconsistencies as a historian?
Well, I think it's important to remember that inconsistencies don't necessarily invalidate the entire narrative.
Okay.
Think of it like listening to someone tell a story. Sometimes people embellish details or get the timeline a bit fuzzy to make the story more entertaining.
That's true.
So, could something similar be happening here? Could the author of Esther have used certain literary devices or taken some creative liberties to emphasize a specific message?
So it's not necessarily about taking everything as literal fact, but
Exactly.
maybe more about trying to understand the deeper meaning.
Right. And I think that's a really valuable approach when looking at any ancient text.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're dealing with stories that have been passed down through generations. So it's natural that there might be some variations or embellishments along the way.
And that's part of what makes studying these texts so fascinating.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into the Book of Esther,
Yes.
what do you think is the most important takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think it's the value of critical analysis.
Yeah.
You know, you've shown that even a story as familiar as Esther
Yeah.
can reveal new layers of meaning when we approach it with open minds and a willingness to question.
And that's something we can apply to anything we encounter, right?
Absolutely. News articles, historical accounts, even social media posts.
It's all about thinking critically and not just taking things at face value.
Is
And that leads me to one final thought for everyone listening.
okay.
If we accept the possibility of some embellishments or inaccuracies in the Book of Esther, how does that change how we understand its message? Does it affect how we view its place within religious tradition?
That's a really great
I
question.
think it's something worth pondering as you continue to explore this fascinating and complex text.
It definitely
So
is.
until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep those historian hats on.
Always.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.